You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Now we'll head to California State Prison Solano in Vacaville, where You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba.
This is Uncuffed.
Stories from Solano State Prison.
One of the students there has a life sentence without the chance of parole. He's also an internationally recognized poet. Spoon Jackson has won multiple awards for his poetry and even collaborated with singer Ani DeFranco. Let's hear an excerpt from Spoon Jackson's poem, Realness.
Realness eats raw meat and does not waver nor drifts on the currents. He has the staying power of the sun. Realness walks only in his own shoes.
Here's how Spoon thinks about poetry.
Well, poetry is a way of allowing your soul and heart to speak your life, to speak your feelings, to speak your love, your likes and dislikes by getting the I out of the way, the selfishness out of the way. Because in order to write poetry, you got to be infused from the muses, I believe. And everybody are not poets just because they put some lines down on a piece of paper. Poetry, it comes from a place of pureness, a place where, as a child, you used to be able to go to that you lost as you grew up.
Two of the producers in our class interviewed Spoon about his poetry. We'll start with Steve Drown. And when you add their time together, Spoon and Steve have spent more than 8 decades in various prisons.
What first got you into writing?
I started writing and it just blew everybody away, my poetry. And so since that day, that was about 1986, I think it was, I haven't stopped writing since then. And poetry comes natural to me. I'm an organic poet.
How do you feel that creative writing, whether as a poet, a playwright, whatever, how do you feel that benefits us as convicts?
Well, when I taught creative writing up there at New Folsom for Arts and Corrections, I had this contact with professors out there on the streets, and they wanted to exchange. They was kind of like a highbrow neighborhoods and colleges, and we had our students exchange letters. And a lot of them kids out there didn't even think we were human. They said, prisoners write poetry. It blew them away. So I think knowing that we embrace some arts that same thing they do enables them to see us as human beings. And I think that's what's important about art, be you in prison or out on the streets. Art got to embrace people and got to let everybody know we can exchange places and still be human.
Right, right. And I think that happens with our writing. It also happens when we do our theater. The ability to create art in whatever form it is, that is the best therapy that we can have.
A rock. A dove, a part of me. Sometimes I just like being with a friend, sharing silence, a few sprinkles of water, a blackbird nesting in me, in every sprinkle, in every blackbird, the universe.
Joe Kirk, another of Spoon's classmates in our radio program, asked Spoon about his technique.
Do you have a method that you use when doing your poetry?
No, I just, whatever inspires me, be it a rock, tree, or I don't know, anything that's inspirational, mountains can inspire me. Something someone said, or a dream. I love dreams, and I think of Carl Jung and Sigmund Freud and Adler, and I think of a lot of the poets from the past, like Pablo Neruda, Langston Hughes, Maya Angelou, and Shakespeare, and they inspire me. A lot of my inspiration comes from dead poets.
Do you ever feel that you are different than everybody else?
Well, everybody's different. Everybody different than everybody else. Nobody sees things exactly the same. That's the beauty in being human, that, you know, we all connected on one level, but at the same time, we all individuals, and in that individuality, we learn how to be ourselves, and that enhances the whole human population. Because, you know, I don't think any humans, like, I think it was Socrates, somebody said, deliberately choose to do something that would harm themselves. They choose it because they think that would make their lives better.
Can you go ahead and tell me what type of books you like to read?
I love all kinds of reading, and I started reading a philosophy, psychology, and sociology when I first came to prison. And I wanted to make myself educated so that I could help people avoid coming to prison. Because when I came, I was sitting in the courtroom listening to the district attorney talk about me like I wasn't a human being, using words that I didn't understand. And so I told myself from that point on, I would study the dictionary and take all the English and language and college classes I can and high school classes to make sure that no person ever talks above my head again just by using words I did not understand.
Just so everybody knows that you are an LWOP prisoner. That means life without the possibility of parole, correct?
Yeah.
Do you ever lose hope? Do you ever?
No, only hopeless people lose hope. No, but what the thing is, let me see. I'll try this with this poem. Let me see if I can remember it. It's called Go On. I cannot go on like this, but I will go on and on, even when on is off. Something is stirring in my soul, wanting to burst out like a hot spring in the desert, wanting to come out, and I don't know what it is. In the moment, I hope it's a poem, I hope it's a song, something vast like Euripides, something wise and funny like Aristophanes, something deep like Langston Hughes, so deep in the seas where no light goes. I know what it is. I want to create my way off this lockdown and write my way out of prison. They allowed redemption once, but now only condemnation. I cannot go on, but I will go on and on, even when on becomes off. Melancholic and sad, they are letting some lifers go home, some I have known for a lifetime, and that is a good thing. Yet there is no end in sight for me, and I don't know anymore where to go to get strength to go on. I don't know where to go to leave this sadness and pain and have my heart sing again and my spirit soar again. Everywhere I look, there's a big sign that says no. No forgiveness, no love, no hope, no second chance, no dreams, no romance. I cannot go on, but I will go on and on, even when on becomes off. But I have nowhere to go, nowhere that says yes. Yes is okay to dream for some come true. Yes is okay to hope, for freedom is free. Yes is okay to love, for love can be true.
That was Spoon Jackson speaking with Steve Drown and Joe Kirk. Our radio training program at California State Prison Solano and San Quentin State Prison are supported by the California Arts Council with funding from the Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation. All content is approved by an information officer.